Hunter Biden's art dealer to consult legal services before pledging to testify. By Wendell Hussebo on January 30, 2023. Hunter Biden's infamous art dealer with Chinese connections has not agreed to testify before Congress, citing the need to consult with legal counsel. Georges Burgess, who has dubbed Hunter an American story, confirmed on Thursday he received the House Oversight Committee's demanded letter from Wednesday requesting his appearance before the investigative panel. This week, the chairman of the House Committee on Reform and Oversight of the 118th Congress of the United States of America issued a letter to the Georges Burgess Gallery with certain requests, Burgess told Fox News. At the moment I cannot comment and I will refer you to my legal counsel, but know that my singular focus has always been, and will continue to be, the integrity of our artists and the privacy of our art collectors, he said. It remains unclear if Burgess will testify with or without receiving a subpoena from the committee. Hunter reportedly sold at least five paintings for $75,000 to anonymous buyers in 2021. The price tags for Hunter's pieces are up to $500,000. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, told Breitbart News in 2022 he is 95% sure the buyers of Hunter's art are Chinese buyers, potentially implicating President Joe Biden. Comer is probing the Biden family for alleged violations, including wire fraud and money laundering. Those investigations have caused Comer to seek Hunter's bank records, in which 150 suspicious wire transfers have been flagged by U.S. banks regarding Biden family business deals in foreign nations, such as China. The art market is known for corrupt and shady practices. A Senate subcommittee report detailed in 2020 how the art market serves as a vehicle for money laundering. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.